This is Luke Johnson, author of some fine books by Wizards of the Coast, White Wolf, Goodman Games, and such, and this is Gamer's Haven, baby!
Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashira, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Gamer's Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded, available for download at www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
So he's in. So we're facing each other then. Okay.
He's about the same height as you.
That's fine. Well, if he's facing me, I'll go ahead and take my free five back and draw my foil.
Okay.
And then snicker snack.
Okay.
Basically, try to tag him. Basically, you know.
Okay.
I'm not trying to kill him. Because I don't know what is. I don't know quite what these people are doing quite yet, so... But I will, stick them with the pointy end. That'd be a 27.
That will hit.
Whoa.
Yeah, Ethan's got, like, a plus 10 to hit.
That would be 9 points of damage.
Okay. He gasps at that, but is obviously still up.
He's used to it.
Yep. Now, 3. Lana.
I run to attack the guy who hit her kneecaps.
Okay. The halfling?
Yes.
Okay.
Flank. I'm behind him. What do I use?
Flank? You just move behind him.
It's a maneuver. You're just moving
behind
him.
Move
so
behind him.
On the opposite end. Which one are you going after? The halfling?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you basically go to the other side
of where she's at.
Did I roll then? Yeah.
You rolled a hit.
And you
get a plus 2.
Yeah.
Plus 2.
You're flanking.
Yeah. You get a plus 2 to your attack roll.
14.
So 14.
Plus.
What are you attacking with?
Well, like
passing with
two.
Probably with her.
Your longsword?
Yes.
Which gives her like another plus.
Plus 4. So 16, 17, 18. 18.
18 will miss.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
So, like, did I just miss him or did he run away?
No. He managed to.
He's an agile little player.
He got out of the way, is what happened. Is he's obviously very agile and you missed.
Okay.
Next, Anya. You have a plus 2 to hit as well because he's now properly
flanked. I'm going to all attack him. Because he's...
Okay.
He's Batman. Is he? Can I detect evil on these guys?
Yes.
Are they evil?
Yes.
All right. So kill him if you have to. 24.
That will hit.
Seven.
He grunts, but he's obviously not dead. You hear more shouting down the way. You guys think the language is Draconic? Check your languages. I think you actually have Draconic. No, it's on your character sheet. On the second page. Check your languages.
You do.
Yes.
It's them! We found them! Is what you hear.
Oh.
You guys hear...
Oh.
You know,
whatever draconic sounds like.
I think they're looking for us.
No, that would be bah, pull, da, bah, bah, bah.
And then I believe we should do away with the ones we can and
run.
Retreat.
Yes.
Right,
agreed.
The one on you, the half elf, and one quick motion, grabs the sword off the ground and proceeds to punch with the punch dagger and swing with the short sword.
Okay.
The short sword has an 18.
Hit.
And the punch dagger got a 16.
Miss.
Okay, so he hits with the short sword, which is d6, for 8 points of damage. The halfling does an acrobatic backflip, or is going to attempt to tumble.
Do we get a tax of opportunity?
If he fails, but he met the DC. He does a backflip, flips over the top of you, and lands behind you and proceeds to stab you in the back, catching you flat-footed.
Yeah.
And that's a natural 20, so that's... Yeah. Using that, so that's...
Mishka wants to come home with me.
She crawling
she's
in your bag.
Cute. She's fitting on my bag. By the way, that other bag next to the vacuum cleaner is yours.
Your Halloween lights.
Yes. Okay.
And he does 13 points of damage to you. Oh, wait. No, wait. 13.
He's got to add a couple more.
No. He does 19 points of damage to you because he backstabbed
Where's
you.
My...
Hit points?
Yeah.
It's up at the top, if I remember correctly.
19?
Yep. Ouch. Out of, like, 24. Yeah, he just did a number on you.
I'm laying on the ground.
Ah! Yeah, he got you good. At that point, bursting on the scene is what looks to be a half-ogre. Big, huge...
Lovely.
...guy. And then next to him comes something you've heard about, you've never seen. You have no idea, you've never seen it before, and you've never seen it before. A Rakasta comes out of the tree line.
Is this something I'm freaking out about?
It's... A Rakasta is an anthropomorphic cat person.
Okay.
Midnight black cat. Right?
So I just see
human size. Oh, human size, upright. Has like a feline's head, but the body of a human.
Okay.
Completely furred. Midnight black, which means he's an Alhassan, which are usually assassins.
Okay.
Which means these people are...
out to kill.
Yeah, they're meant... These people are out... Or this is business for them. The half-ogre guy, though, looks absolutely nasty. And back to the top.
I do believe a tactical withdrawal might be in order.
In other words, run.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I was agreeing with you. So you're running?
Well.
We have to disengage first.
I can't disengage until you guys do, so I will attempt to stab this guy again. That'd be a 30.
That yeah, you hit. Horribly. You have to withdraw without getting stabbed to death, in other words. Because if you're going to withdraw from these people, what's going to happen is they're going to get an attack of opportunity on you.
19 Ooh. Points of damage.
He's dead. You stab him right through the throat, he gurgles and dies.
Retreat!
Alright. Lana?
Yes. Can I do anything?
He's behind you. You can turn.
Okay, I'm going to try to attack him.
Okay.
And hope I don't die doing it. What do I add for attack?
Plus 4.
Oh, 8.
8?
Yeah.
You will miss. Okay. Anya?
Maybe I should have healed myself.
Nobody's attacking me, are they?
No, but something just laid me out on the ground.
There's a cat. You're not laid out on the ground. He just stabbed you really hard in the back. There's a cat guy just came out of the tree line. He's about 70 feet away. And there's a big guy who looks kind of like the legends that you hear for ogres.
Right. Can I get her out, or do I have to?
You can get to the guy and flank him if you want.
Yeah, but how many rounds is it going to take for Rakasta to get here?
he'd have to run to get to you. There's a full move action, which means he would not get an attack, and by moving up to you into your threat range would give you an attack of opportunity. Well, so he's not going to do that, probably.
All right. Yeah, I'll flank the nasty bat on her.
Okay. Easy. On the couch? Yeah, she does that all the time.
19. I know, it doesn't hit him.
Just barely. Okay, Rakosta moves up cautiously, moves up 30 feet. The ogre guy moves a whole whopping 15 feet. That's as fast as he can move. He's big and slow. And he looks pretty damn stupid, too. The ground literally shakes when he walks, though. I mean, you're talking about this guy is, like, almost 8 foot tall and probably 5 feet wide. Wall of muscle.
Retreat!
Back to the top.
Trying.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. The halfling. He turns to attack you because you've actually hit him. Oh. Oh, natural 1 followed by a natural 20.
Ooh.
He goes to swing, misses you, hits the sword hits a rock, the blade shatters off, flies back, and hits him right in the throat.
Well, that fixes that problem. Let's get out of here.
No, he may not be dead. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Never mind.
I don't care if he's not dead. He's probably not getting up from that.
Yeah, the blade goes, ting! You hear a shattering sound, and you hear a, and you look at the guy, and he's doing this, and you can see the shattered edge of the blade sticking out of his throat, and he just goes, and falls over.
Well, the closest guy to us now is what, the...
30 feet away.
The Rakosta.
And he's pulling out a bow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. We should depart.
Does anyone have any magical powers?
Yes. I toss Alchemist Fire at him. We book.
Okay. Well, roll to hit. The square was AC5.
AC5. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. He gets a reflex save versus catching on fire. Well,
it's a DC 15 reflex save. Well, wait. Yeah, hit his square. He's going to take... It's a DC 15 reflex save to not be on fire, I believe. So.
Yeah. Well, he's not on fire, but he still takes splash damage.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a d6 points of damage in his square and 1 point in each square.
Well, you need to roll for the damage on the fire. On the splash damage.
2.
Okay. Well, he hisses and spits, but he's not on fire. He manages to keep from catching on fire. But he's still drawing his bow. So you guys are trying to retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't like the fact that you just threw fire at him.
Understandable.
It's not my fault that he's flammable.
Those are x3 crits, aren't they?
Yes, I believe so.
Where we have my D8 up. Yeah, he pegs you square in the back, right between the shoulder blades. 7, 14, 15. It's a composite with +2, so that's 6. So you take 20 points of damage from an arrow to the shoulders. He hits you right in between, like, the spine and the shoulder blades. This guy obviously knows exactly where he needs to hit to disable.
Oh.
Yeah. It almost lays you out. Just from the force of the arrow.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it almost lays me out.
2 hit points left.
Oh.
Are we going to pick you up?
No, he's still...
I can still walk.
Okay.
You guys get back to the camp.
You're going to need to get this arrow at him eventually.
The blind man's going, what's happening? What's going on?
Collect him. Pop open... While we're moving, I'm going to try to pop open one of my Cure Moderate Wounds potions and drink that.
He goes, what's wrong?
Get him up on a horse.
At that point, as you guys are getting up on the horse, you hear the Rakosta burst into the area where you guys are at. And lumbering like quickly behind him as fast as his trunk-like legs can carry him is the ogre thing. And
This is not good. Just go.
He goes. The blind man goes. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
I'll listen to him.
He starts saying something.
Close your eyes.
Ethan, he starts saying something. It sounds like a spell.
Downing a potion right now.
Okay. Well, he casts a spell. You need to make a fortitude check.
All of us?
No. You guys closed your eyes. Oh. Ethan didn't close his eyes because he was busy drinking a potion. Make a fortitude check.
Yeah, thanks for that potion.
Yeah. A whole whopping 6 points back. 2 dice 8 plus 3. But I need you to make a fortitude check. DC save is a 19. Oh, cat fails it horribly. Ogryn's fine though.
That'd be a 22.
Okay. You're not blinded, but he does something and claps his hands, and there's a huge flash of light. The cat screams. Grabs its eyes, like clawing at its eyes, and hits the ground. The ogre thing goes, ugh, and just keeps coming, kind of slowly.
Oh, I thought the cat was doing that.
No. The blind man.
Hey, got it.
He did thunderclap. Yeah. I don't know if you remember that spell. It was a second edition spell. I don't know if it came into third edition. But basically what it is he casts a spell, slaps his hands, a big flash of lightning and thunder hits out. Everybody has to make a fortitude save that can see it. If you don't see it, you don't even hear it. But if they fail their save, they're deafened and blinded for 2d6 rounds. So the cat, you know, is freaking out. And yeah, he'll be out for 11 rounds.
Should we grab him then?
No.
No, we don't want him.
You guys need to get the hell out of there because he's not really the big problem. He's nasty, but the big thing looks like it would probably pick him up and go.
Yes, okay. Especially right now.
I'm
assuming somebody is gathering up the old man.
Well, the old man's already on a horse. You put him on the horse before you drown the potion.
I thought I put him on the horse.
So you guys hop up on your horse.
And I will hop up on my
and
horse.
Get the living daylights out of there.
And I will grab the blind man's reins and mine, and we'll go.
Cure light, cure moderate.
Is it considered gear?
It is under gear. You have, if I remember correctly, you should have one cure light potion left. Check your other character sheet too. It may not have gotten transferred over.
Like, I don't see any potion or cure or anything on here. I have two.
Okay.
So I need
two cure lights?
I'm gonna use,
okay. Cure light does a D8 plus
D8
one.
Plus two. I have written here D8 plus two.
Is it D8 plus two? Okay. Well, D8 plus two then.
We must have bought some.
You must have bought some vamped up ones.
Or we found some.
That's a D8. The diamond shaped one is a D8.
Seven points back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Did you even get hurt?
Yes.
Just checking.
But not badly, but yes, I did.
And I'm focusing on writing.
Okay.
So, writing.
Yes. Do we need to make ride checks?
Yes, because you guys are doing some fancy riding trying to get away.
11.
You'll be okay. DC 10.
Not an 11.
Okay.
I've also got an arrow in my back.
Okay, I need you to make a reflex save.
As the jostling of the horse going up and down is not doing me very well.
I need you to make a reflex check. Reflex save. No, it's reflex save. You'll have a saving throw. Did you just roll another natural one? Are you marking all these natural ones? That's like your fourth natural one. You better be keeping track of those.
Reflex save.
Save, yes.
I just have reflex plus 70.
That's your save.
Yeah, that's your save.
Okay. So add plus 7 to that.
18.
Yeah, you're fine. However, Ingram, the arrow, because of the pain from the arrow and the riding on the horse, he can't keep his grip, and he slips and falls off the horse.
Which means I let go of the old man's reins, too.
Which means that horse starts to ride off down the trail.
I make my horse go after
him. Yeah, okay.
Make another riding check, then, as you're hanging halfway on the saddle.
How much subdual damage am I taking here?
I'll go back
riding
for
on
him.
This horse.
Three.
Is that a natural one?
Yes.
Mark it. I need you to make another reflex check
Good
to keep
Lord.
From falling off your horse. You will take, falling 5 feet is only a D3.
Awful. Nine?
That's still good enough. It's okay, just a DC5.
I'm going after him because he's fallen. Okay. He has fallen.
Well,
right?
I thought that's why.
You take
going after the blind man.
Okay. 2 points of subdual damage. So you're not unconscious, but, you know, You're glad you did not land on your back, that you landed on your side, because snapping that arrow off would have been bad news.
That okay. I'm sure it was. It's not pleasant.
Can I pull him up onto my horse?
Yeah.
I have
essentially, I'm sure that arrow has probably sunk a good 17. Several inches and probably almost poking up the front of my chest, so...
Yeah, it's actually, the way it hit, is it hit at an angle like straight. So it hit you right here. He just missed your spine. So it's not only is it here, it's sticking out here. So it's like, it came in and went, and it's sticking out, and it's, when you're moving... The actual arrowhead is grating on your collarbone, which is why you're in so much pain. At this point, it's going to be easier just to pull it through.
Do you have anything that would help
than it
him
will be to try to pull it back out?
One of us will. Either one of us, or if we can get to a temple somewhere. But
it is bleeding pretty copiously.
Yeah.
By this point.
Well, it would have stopped bleeding when I took the potion, but now it's
bleeding again because you fell off the horse.
I can cast Cure Light.
I got a one on my ride check, too, so I mean, my jostling around on the horse didn't do it any good.
Yeah. So she reaches down, grabs you, pulls you up onto the horse, because she's moving pretty good on the horse, gets you up to your horse and puts you back on your horse as you guys continue moving. The old man is sitting there going, "Where are we going?" And he's like, "Down the trail."
Well, she's running after him, but I didn't make it.
Well,
falling off my horse?
You didn't fall off your horse. The DC check was a 5, even keeping from falling off your horse.
Can I check again to try to go after him again?
You can try again, but he's getting a riding check. Yeah, he's getting further and further away.
14.
Okay. You manage to, after, finally, you're like 1 foot in the stirrup with the other leg like sticking up there. Finally, you grab the reins and you're going, "Hang on, I know how to do this." Pull yourself up on the horse, stand up in the stirrups, ride him down, grab his reins. Okay. And he goes, "Where are we going?"
Away. We're trying to get away from these evil.
Oh, they shouldn't be following us anymore, as you guys are hearing, crashing from that ogre thing. Ugh.
Well,
to the brush behind
one
you.
One of them, they are.
That normally works. Oh, well. Okay, well, let's go.
Thank you.
No. What the hell? Is that what you said?
No, he said... I was repeating you. Oh, well. Yeah, okay. Okay, well,
You guys ride off.
Do we know which direction we're riding in?
Right, west.
Okay.
So the river was to the east.
Way. Yes, we've been riding in the... Riding away from the river, so we will be going west.
You hear back yelling from the distance. You hear, an accented voice, which I can't do the accent, but you hear, "We will find you. You are our quarry. We will kill you. The bounty in your head is as good as ours."
Wait, so they're speaking a language that
speaking common. Common. You guys can all hear it. It wasn't the ogre guy. Obviously, the voice was a little too high pitched.
It's always a pleasure to be wanted.
That means if we kill them first, we should go back for that guy, huh? Bounty on his head.
What guy?
The one that he killed.
How do you know that?
Half-elf I skewered.
He just said the bounty on you guys is as good as ours.
Is as good as ours. In other words, saying we're going to get it.
Wow, that was could have been taken either way. Seriously. Oh, my brain thinks in mysterious ways.
Apparently.
I'm not looking at necromancy pictures.
I get a 15 on my con check to be macho and keep going.
Yeah, you net up and keep going.
Yes, I'm a manly man as the arrow is grating along my shoulder bone.
Engram would want to look good to the ladies.
As soon as you stop, we'll get that arrow out of you.
Where he will probably scream like a little girl as they go, "Wah!"
When we stop, we'll
take
it.
Before we can pull it out, we're going to need copious amounts of wine.
She's got it. There you go. I throw the bottle over to you.
You guys managed to make it pretty much to the town, in the next town, whose name has suddenly left my head.
Started with an S.
Sharn,
thank you.
The other one started with a B.
Bokan.
Bokan.
As in, like, it's like Bukan. Which would be from the Bukanyars. Otherwise known as what turned into Buccaneers, the French term for barbecuers, Buccaneers.
Oh. Okay.
Spokane.
All right, so the town is still here?
Yes, it's actually quite fine.
All Alright, let's get to someplace where we can take care of him.
Is it, are there, like, walls, or is it just an open village?
It's an open village. They don't usually have problems. They've got treaties with most of the orc tribes in the areas, and the orc tribes they don't have treaties with get hit on, get beat on by the tribes that they do have treaties with, because they give
we're
the orc tribes food and stuff.
Destroy the city.
I wouldn't know any of that. So,
we should warn them.
We should.
After we get this arrow out of you. Yoink.
I'll be removing the arrow. You will be making sure he has enough wine.
Using a pair of heated metal pliers, she reaches up to the front and grabs the arrowhead and just goes, "Now this may sting a little." Pulls it all the way through. Yeah, you take 4 points of damage as she pulls it through.
Still up.
Thanks to those that cure. What did you take? Cure lights or cure moderate?
You had to cure moderate. Yeah. And thankfully, or blessedly, there is a temple to Farlangen.
Yeah, I'm sure you pull out. It's like,
oh, I'm gonna need a new shirt.
Yeah. There's actually a temple to the God of the Road here in town. It's a very small one, very provincial, built with wooden, you know, it looks like a log cabin style. But it's still a temple, which means there's got to be a cleric there that can heal. A priest that can heal, I should say.
Stumble off my horse, I'm sure, with the help of somebody.
Yeah, you're bleeding all over the place. And people in the town are looking at you kind of sideways.
Yeah, I probably look like Deathwarmed over it. I'm at 2 hit points again.
Yeah.
I'll stay with the blind guy while you take him to...
Oh, why don't you find the inn?
Okay.
We'll probably need to stay here for a little bit.
A person comes up to the horse that the blind man's riding on, Jorson. That's good to see you again. Who are these people, and why are you riding with them? Well, it's a long story, but the short way would be to say... Smeh, because we don't have a name for the town, was destroyed and everybody was
into
killed.
The temple.
I alone survived. These people saved me, and they were attacked in the night by bandits. And apparently they were horribly, well, at least one of them was horribly wounded. I do still smell blood, so someone else is still injured. But I know not whom. Well.
All of us?
We'll be needing lodgings, it appears. Could you, you lead our horses to the inn? Oh, no problem, Jorson. We'll be there in a few moments. You know this town isn't that big. And he grabs the reins of your guys' horses and walks your horses over to a building about 250 feet away.
And we're going into the temple. He and I don't know. Do you want to come too?
She's like down to... You're down to what? Like 14 hit... You're down 14 hit points or something like that?
Yeah, I have 12.
Well, maybe you two should 24. Go in here and I'll go with the... The blind man.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, you stagger into the temple. Other. You know the priest not paying attention turns and says, you know, blessings be upon you by far. Like
I take a coin.
The god.
While he's doing that, I'm taking a coin out of my purse and go and look for the tithe box.
he looks up and realizes you're bleeding. He's like, by the god, put that away. And he like,
oh, it's the pious man.
Grabs you from falling over, sets you down in one of the pews, and proceeds to cast Cure Sirius on you. Which is, if I remember correctly, Cure Sirius is 5d8.
I don't think it's that.
It's 3d8. 3d8 or 3d8 or 5d8, I can't remember. Might be 3d8.
I can look it up.
Look it up.
What, Cure Sirius, you say?
Yes.
Cure Sirius is 3d8 plus 1 per caster level up to 15.
21 plus 8. So 29 hit points back.
Wow. And he falls asleep.
It would be a bit best if I didn't take that as damage.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
I get to get healed.
Well, you see him. He takes. He's like, and the wound on his neck just goes. And actually, the cool thing is you watch, because you've never seen actually anybody cast a cure spell before. You've only drank potions. You actually watch as the blood like goes back into the wound as the wound seals shut.
Okay,
and
I'm staring at him.
Where the wound was, there's this bright silver scar.
Silver.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's worth anything.
As I'm contemplating cutting it out of him later.
No. The scar. The scar's coloration is sober. It's not okay. That it's actually sober. It's a sign of magical healing.
Okay.
And he looks at you and goes, "Yes, how may I help you, my lady?"
Can I get healed too? I forgot where I got hit.
You usually got stabbed in the back.
Okay.
Your like back is probably covered in blood.
Pain. Ow.
He looks at your back. Oh, it's a fairly deep wound. I'm going to cast a Cure Moderate on you. 4, 12, plus 5, because the 5 is the maximum on Cure Moderate, right? Plus 10?
So 5 is on Cure Light.
Yeah, so it would be plus 8 then. So 8 and 5 is 13. Yeah, you're full up.
24.
Yep. He heals it all the way up, because he healed 23, and you weren't down to 1 hit point. So, you slowly come to...
Probably still got a headache.
Yeah, just a little one.
Mainly from blood loss.
Yeah. But you do feel alive.
I think we need to rest.
I feel considerably less dying.
Are you all right?
Yes, I still have my pants. That's good. I look at my...
Your shirt.
Ruined shirt.
Actually, most of the blood is gone, you notice.
It's still ruined.
There's a hole.
The arrow actually missed the shirt. So.
Were you wearing a shirt?
Yeah, he was.
But there's still gotta be dried blood and stuff on it from earlier. Because yeah. I mean, it took us, you know, like several hours to get here, so...
Well, actually, the way cure wound spells work in my world, if your blood is anywhere near your wounds, it goes back into your wounds. But unfortunately, you did leave copious amounts of it behind you. So all the blood on your shirt and on your armor is gone. All back into your body. Even the dried stuff. That's magic for you.
Oh. Well.
Can you stand? Yes, this man is elderly, probably in his 50s.
I can certainly give it the old academy try. Stand up.
Yeah. You feel okay.
Oh, stiff.
Yeah.
Sore.
The area where the arrow was sticking through feels really, really tight. But you're pretty sure that'll loosen up with time.
Oh. I congratulate you on your mending abilities.
It's a simple heal spell.
Yeah, well... Simple is relative.
Mm. Well, true. But
I think
Farlane has seen it to bless me with the ability to mend others' wounds with his blessing, so...
Yes, good Farlane. We love him.
Yes. So might I ask how it is that you came with such a grievous wound?
Well, a shot with an arrow, you know, through the back. While I was making a tactical withdrawal. Assassins. Nothing new to me. Yeah.
Would there be a reason why there were assassins after you?
Oh, it's a long, long story. I'm sure you have better things to do. I do believe it was probably at least someone associated with the brigands that sacked Smith.
Smith, because we don't have a name for the town. What irony, Smith.
Yes. And I'll tell him a little bit about what's happened in the previous night of basically getting to the town and, you know, finding it in its shape, finding Joran and,
I'm looking around the town.
Jorsten, excuse me. And, then we were set upon by apparent assassins, and
you would know from your bardic knowledge what happens to people who steal from the Temple of Farlangen.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
What usually happens is Farlangen is the god of the road. People who steal from Farlangen never reach their destination.
Okay.
The road goes on forever.
Sort of think Odysseus.
Odysseus.
Yeah. Remember how it took Odysseus 10 years to get home, which should have taken him, like, months. Yeah, that sort of thing. Okay. You don't piss off the gods.
You set down a coin on the wall.
There's a tithe box.
Okay.
Okay, put a coin in before it fell over.
I'm thinking of a lead
wall. You're welcome to rest here until you feel steady enough to make it to the inn. We do have an inn. You know, Von Langen's blessings upon you.
Currently getting a room there.
Our comrades are there right now.
Oh, well, I thank you for your hospitality. I don't want to impose any further, but I thank you very much for your services.
Yes, if you feel that this might be something that you have to deal with in the future, please feel free to ask. I am certain I can create some healing supplements for you to take with you.
Yes, we have some, but we'll most likely need more.
Okay, I got it.
And right. We're back.
Where were we?
So, he was offering...
It's been months.
Yeah, it's been another 6 months. No, I was leaving the temple to go to the inn.
And she had just dropped off a coin in the...
I dropped one when I got here.
I'm getting us a room.
Hang on.
Or
okay,
two.
I definitely remember that I dropped a coin in there when I got here.
Okay.
I'm getting two rooms, one for the men and one for the women.
One for the man.
Well, the other guy's staying with us too. I'm not just gonna up and leave him unless he has family here.
No, he doesn't have family here.
Okay. So
over to the inn.
Thank you, Ethan.
How much are two rooms, please?
Two rooms? For how long?
Can we pay by the night?
Hmm.
So just one night for now. Please?
Nope. This place only does by the hour.
It's going to be eight or nine hours.
Rooms are 8 silver for the night.
Let me look at my money. Oh, I'm almost
out. You're not here yet. I'm getting a room. 8 silver per room?
Just walk up to him and be like, I'm a little out of money. Could you please cover me? And he'll go. Why breast? Yeah, I mean, yes, I can.
Cover you with my body?
Yes, there's more than enough room for the three of you. More than enough room for you. I try the same thing, you just stand to me.
Like, I'll give him a gold.
Oh, thank you, mate.
And if we could have dinner as well, please.
Of course. Yes,
with breakfast at this point, maybe.
Whatever time it is. A meal. We could have a hot
whatever meal please. Is closest to this time.
What time of day is it? Lunch?
So, yeah, it's probably. More? The sun's probably out then.
Yes.
At this point.
Oh, sorry? Sun.
Hang on 1 second.
Rooms.
Two rooms. Excellent.
Two rooms and a meal. I will take Mr.
Jorsten. Yes.
I will take him up to a room.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my lady.
Do you need sleep?
I could deal with some rest.
All right. We should all be getting a meal whenever we're ready for it.
Come knock on your door.
So,
knock on our door.
If you need assistance, you know my name.
Sorry.
What's that?
I watched too much Futurama.
You watched too much Futurama.
Cover fell off and Eunice put a new cover on.
I could almost recite the damn thing from memory. Every episode.
I can almost do the ones I've got.
Anyhow. Well,
welcome to Sesame Street role-playing game. Score.
I get
to be Big Bird.
I'm going to...
I'm Snuffleupagus.
No, I'm going to be Snuffleupagus.
I want to be the creepy imaginary friend that no one believes exists for 5 years before he finally became a standard character.
Who is that?
Snuffleupagus.
Oh.
He was an imaginary character for 5 years before he finally became a standard character because they finally decided that it was a little creepy that Big Bird had an imaginary elephant friend that no one else could see.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't research my Sesame Street, apparently. What were you saying, Rebecca?
I'm going to see how much a hot bath costs, because
it comes with the room.
I too.
Unfortunately, the hot bath is out back.
Yes, and I'm sure they've got to prepare it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will go get that prepared.
Yeah.
I'll get that ball rolling.
We have to set up the bathhouse.
Because I too have some wounds I need to clean.
Where is Boris?
Where is Boris?
I don't know.
In the back room.
And I'm going to have to look for those cards. Goddamn goofy cat.
Did you lock him back there?
Well, I wasn't going to leave the door open. It's cold out there.
Sorry, Evie. Oh, I miss my kitties. Game date. Do we want to put it? We don't know what the actual game date is, do
nope.
we?
I don't keep track of that stuff.
So it's just the real date is all we get?
Yes.
Hi, Boris. Yeah, I know. Oh, hi, Mishka.
My original start date was tonight, and my real date now is apparently April of this month. I don't get that.
April of
this month? Why was this
month? No, that was when your character was created.
April of this month? Of this year? That was last year.
No, that was when we created your character in the program.
My star!
You started at level 2. See?
We didn't actually... You originally started off with a regular character sheet.
I know.
Okay, I'm back.
This is the 14th, though, right?
So,
today's the 14th.
I'm now at the inn.
Yep.
If I wasn't before.
I am currently...
I'm sure he's made it there by now.
I'm getting into a bath that has been prepared for me.
I'm checking out the room.
It's kind of small. There are 2 beds, though.
Okay.
You're not going to have to bunk up. Much to the dismay of
I unload.
Ingram. It's like, one of these days, there's only going to be 1 bed, and I'm going to drill a hole in the wall and watch.
I drill a hole in the wall anyway, just in case. Standard operating procedure.
You look in,
you guys know I do it, and you automatically look for it, and then move something in front of it.
Put a picture in.
Like, oh, Ingram.
It's me that actually goes to look for the hole. She's usually undressed by then, so...
Well, who hasn't seen that? Who hasn't seen that,
oh
really?
Oh my god! Well, you're usually drunk when you come to bed. How would you know?
You guys have been sharing rooms for small ventures for a good period of time.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Yep.
What a role playing is to be something you're not. So in this game, that means what? You've been more sailors than there are ships in the harbor? I don't know. Yeah.
No, I've just taken more money off of sailors than there are ships in the harbor.
You seduce them, get them to start on their way back to your room, then drug their drinks, then rob them of their money. How typical. Yeah. And you wonder why men don't trust women.
Wine. It's all about men. Men versus women.
Yeah, and?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything
better than me.
Pound a 9-inch nail through a board with your penis. Oh, that's right. You don't have one.
Details.
The movie.
Thank you for listening to Lost Tales from the Carol.
That's from that.
This is why we have an explicit tag.
Huh?
Is that
Gamera?
No, that's actually from
Real Genius.
From Real Genius.
Yeah. Okay.
He hits on the woman. She goes. Can you hammer a 9-inch nail through a railroad tie with your penis? No. Well, there's just some standards a woman has to have.
I still have that movie, by the way, if you're looking for it.
Do you have Poltergeist and Poltergeist 2 and 3, Ethan?
Do I own it? No.
No. I remember lending it to you. I was wondering if you still had it, because I can't find our copies.
No, you lended them to me, and then I gave them back. It was like 2 years ago. I was still living at my apartment when I did that, yeah. So yeah.
Boris!
And you know, I never returned your DVD.
Yeah, I know. Never. I was just curious. I didn't know. I didn't.
Once I do return, I've used it. Great coasters.
Yeah, I didn't remember when it was, so I wanted to check because I couldn't remember because I can't find them. I know we had the first two.
Mm-hmm.
On like a 2-pack DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had the first one. The first one, yeah, it's separate.
Yeah.
I think the second and
third one were in two packs.
Oh, but anyway.
I'm bathing.
The letter box.
That was completely
that
random.
Tray.
Oh, I'm supposed to do it on Thursday.
Oh, you.
Anyway.
That's you're telling me I needed to clean my letter box. I'm bathing.
Food.
She's eating and I'm bathing.
There's some leftover breakfast. So you have some somewhat cold eggs and some sausage.
We paid for a hot meal, though.
Well, lunch hasn't come yet.
I'll also arrange for get in on some meal action and a nice hot bath when it's free. Ladies first, obviously.
Well, we only have the single bath, and unfortunately, it's currently in use. You'll have to wait. But I'm sure I can scrap up some food for you if you'd like.
Oh, please.
He goes and finds some semi-cold, scrambled eggs and some
better than boiled hardtack. Now,
saltwater tack.
I heard that. It was just an experiment.
Which failed.
You said it was good.
I lied.
Bastard.
Right.
This is a surprise to you. How long have you known me now?
Didn't he say he'd love you all forever and then never called you again?
Remember I told you I would love only you?
I lied.
How long did that last? Oh. Really? Be honest with yourself.
I
don't
know where it went!
What?
The spider.
You
knocked it out of my hand.
Sorry.
It's behind you.
Okay.
We're talking about a fake spider, everybody.
Yes. Because if it was a real spider, Evie would have eaten it earlier.
And I would not be touching
it. Rachel would have jumped out of her chair.
Rachel would be screaming by this point and trying to climb the wall. She who freaks out over Leaf when she thinks it's a bug.
Okay. When bath is done, I will go get changed.
She comes in completely refreshed, clean clothing.
My tummy is satisfied.
Damn.
Now for a nap before lunch.
That was lunch.
That was breakfast.
I thought that was the end of breakfast.
That was the end of breakfast. That wasn't lunch. Lunch. Whatever. It's mid. It's like mid morning. So it's not quite midday yet. So it is not noon. It is not yet noon for lunch.
I'll see how
right.
The old man is doing.
He's asleep.
Excellent.
He only had like 3 hit points, so he's resting to get back as many as he can.
Leave her alone.
We haven't we haven't gotten any medical attention for him yet. I'd actually go fetch the priest for him as well.
Okay. The priest comes up and looks and goes, oh dear, it looks like he's got some broken ribs. Let me see what I can do here.
Sorry, in all the confusion, you know.
That was crap. 6, 1, and 2. Plus 8. So, 17 hit points back. He's feeling much better. His ribs mend. He can breathe without pain now.
Good, good. And he needs his rest. He's been through quite a lot lately.
How many did you get back when you make a heal check overnight?
It's double your level.
Double your level. If you pass the heal check.
I will need to make a heal check.
On people.
Or does someone... I can't do it to myself?
You can't do it to yourself. Someone else has to do it to you.
Tell me one of you can heal.
Yes. Oh. Heal? Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. You
can try. It's just untrained. No.
DC 15.
Yeah.
Did you get, 4?
I got a 6.
6.
So...
Well, maybe while the priest is
just,
here, he
you'll
can
just,
actually
you'll just heal your level is what you heal naturally.
Yeah. He bandages up your wounds. You'll heal over time.
Thank you very much. I tried to get them as clean as possible.
Well.
Press up. Eat, obviously, once the bath is ready.
Bath is ready. I will take your bath.
I will scrub off the grime and make myself...
Presentable?
Presentable.
Okay.
Whenever it's lunchtime, I'll come eat.
And I'll make inquiries around town who, if we can speak to the local magistrate, the...
Constabulary.
Constable, whatever, because we're going to need to... Warn them about what happened. Tell them about...
Yes.
Inform him what happened to Smee.
Smee.
And what was following us.
Yes.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
find out if there's anywhere that Mr. Blind Man can stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mr. Georgeston stays with us on occasion. He does come this way. Well, he's a great storyteller.
He's going to need to stay permanently because his village has been destroyed.
I understand. We will set up a home for him here in town that he can stay at.
Thank you.
And we shouldn't linger in this place too long.
I agree.
We need to. Once we have a good rest, some food in our bellies.
So the next morning?
Okay, I'm resting.
Yeah.
Yeah, next morning would probably be a good
next
idea.
Next morning will be fine. See if we can replenish on supplies if we need to. Maybe switch out horses if we can. I'm thinking, you know, anything to help us not be recognized.
Well, the priest did say that he had healing potions in it. Mm-hmm. He could sell you.
How much?
Should inquire upon those.
50 gold for cure lights. Cure moderates are 150 gold. He's got cure serious, and he's also got cure. What is it? Cure critical.
Yeah, critical. I think is the next one.
So it goes. He's got 1d3, 2d3, or 1d8, 2d8. 3d8 and 48 potions. Those plus 1, plus 3, plus 5. So 1 plus 1, plus 3, plus 5, plus 8. 1d8 through 48. It goes 50, 150, 300, 500 on the potions. He's got a stockpile of them, so says as many as you need to purchase.
I would like to buy potion for curing.
Okay. All right. So we need some.
How much are they?
Cure lights 50. Cure moderates, 150. Cure serious, 300. Cure criticals, 500. Gold.
Okay, I'll take a cure medium, is that it?
Cure moderate.
Moderate. Mm-hmm. One cure moderate and two cure lights.
Okay, so that's 250 gold. Be sure to mark.
I need a calculator.
How much gold?
Oh, here, let me.
Doesn't want us to know. I'll buy a few, but I got them in here.
I think your prices are different than ours.
Yeah, but I can change
it. I think like the cure criticals are like 1,000, aren't they, or something crazy like that?
Uh-huh. That's fine. I can, but you can change it when you buy it, so.
So you guys buy some healing potions and then you go on your way. Are you buying any?
I don't have any money.
What happened to all your money?
I've never had money. I never cared much about
okay, well,
money.
Then you have her money because she's gone.
I don't know why I have so much money.
And you guys would have everything pulled together and resources. Because what happened is you got into a bunch of treasure chests when no one else got into them. And you looted them and then you didn't tell them about them. So you have...
I don't remember where I got all my money, but...
You guys had a bunch. You guys ended up having like almost... I think you guys had over
1,000. I think it was from a bunch of gems we had, really.
Because she didn't spend any of her money. She's got 2,685.
Yeah. And I had spent some of mine. I had 2,300, so.
Now I have 9,900.
Whoa.
What?
What?
I just hit the earn button. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that did, but it gave me 2,000 experience and 19 gold.
You put it in the wrong spot. Remove that.
I don't know how.
Put it in as a negative. The earn button gives you money. The add XP gives you XP.
All I did was hit the earn button. I didn't touch this button.
Why do you spend chicken?
Alrighty.
Well, I need it to be...
2,685.
Plus 18.
See where it says add XP? Go up there, put in negative 2,575.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, no, put that back in.
Onward and upward. Ow, cat, what?
So, yes. Hot meal in our bellies. Rest.
Good night's rest.
And then we get out of town. I think we're heading north.
Yes, towards Bokan.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these, you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed. Now I'm standing